Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really exciting to dive into. Absolutely. We're talking about a pretty intriguing topic, cinematic glow portrait. AI tricks for 2026. Right, and I think a lot of creators have been frustrated lately with how these AI-generated portraits turn out, you know, that moody, cinematic look we all aim for, but often end up with something that looks like a wax figure? Oh yeah, it's like, where's the warmth? All you get is this plastic doll staring back at you. Exactly. I was just chatting with a friend, Riley, who spent hours trying to nail that golden hour glow for a project. But what did he end up with? A skin texture that looked like it was sanded down with 80 grit paper. Ugh, that sounds painful. So what's the deal here? Why do these AI tools struggle so much with creating natural-looking skin? It all comes down to something called subsurface scattering. It's a fancy term that just means when light hits your skin, it doesn't just sit on top, it actually penetrates and bounces around a bit. So when we use these basic tools, they're just slapping a filter on top instead of simulating how light really behaves. Huh? Exactly. That's why it looks fake. But here's the good news. There's a workaround involving what's called hybrid prompt chaining. Hybrid prompt chaining? That sounds fancy. What exactly does that mean? It means breaking down your prompts into separate steps. Instead of asking the AI for everything at once, you first get your subject and then layer in the lighting effects. It's like cooking. You wouldn't throw all your ingredients in at once without some thought, right? Oh, that makes sense. So you want to build your portrait like a chef would build a dish. Alex, you got it. First, you create your subject with flat lighting. You want to see all the details without any shadows messing it up. And then what? Then you run a second prompt focusing on the lighting. You want to specify things like volumetric god rays or cinematic rim light. By treating them separately, the AI can actually calculate the light more naturally. That's so clever. It's like you're directing a mini film, right? Exactly. I've been using Midjourney for this. Their version 7 allows for really granular control, so you're not just hoping for a good outcome, you're actually guiding the eye. Wow, that's super helpful. But what about when you're in a rush, like for social media? You don't have all day to chain prompts, right? Good point. If you're creating thumbnails or social content, you need to get it right, but also be fast. According to Getty Images, 2/3 of consumers find AI image creation exciting, but they can spot the fake stuff quickly. Right, so if it looks too plastic, you're losing potential engagement. Exactly. It's crucial to dial in your settings, too. For aspect ratios, I usually go for 2:3 or 16:9 for that cinematic feel. And when it comes to stylizing, keep it lower than you might think. High stylization can smooth things out too much and ruin the texture. Oh, I never thought about that. And I guess it's those tiny details that really sell authenticity. For sure. And don't forget about the god rays effect. If you want those beams of light cutting through a scene, you need to specify the direction. And that'll help create that beautiful separation between the subject and the background, right? Yes. It's all about teaching the AI your specific lighting style. Plus, if you're dealing with skin tones, you can reference real film stocks. Like Kodak, Portra 400 to improve how the colors respond. Wow, that's such a practical tip. It's like getting back to the basics of photography. Exactly. And here's the kicker. If you're just using raw AI outputs without this technique, it's a recipe for disaster. But when you use hybrid prompt chaining, you can achieve professional grade work. So, if I spend a little extra time refining my prompts, it could pay off in a big way. Absolutely. And remember, a subtle rim light is often more cinematic than an overly glowing face. It's all about authenticity. I love that. Less is often more. So just to recap, separating your lighting and subject layers, paying attention to your settings, and using realistic references are key takeaways, right? Exactly. And the tech in this field is only getting better, so mastering these tricks now puts you ahead of the curve. Fantastic insights. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.